I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
And we're back this week in Waukesha here on this beautiful Saturday morning, Mother's Day weekend. And that was, of course, the Beach Boys with God Only Knows. And that one goes out to my mother-in-law, Kathy Haskins Zan, and a huge Beach Boys fan. And her husband, Rick, asked me to put that on her behalf. And, of course, my wife, Melissa, also thought that was a fantastic idea. So, but so yeah, I hope you're enjoying this Mother's Day weekend and a great day to do stuff for mom, especially knowing how crowded the restaurants will be tomorrow. Think of some things you could do today, especially here in this downtown, and some great little shops to get some nice little trinkets for mom to show how much we really appreciate her. So, and take mom over to the library. So,
absolutely.
Again, Bruce Gay is my guest, the director of the Waukesha Public Libraries. And we, before the break, we were talking about the Waukesha Reads program, in which, thanks to an NEA grant, 2,000 books become available. The NEA announces the book, and then the libraries publicize that, and people can come in first come, first serve. And there's usually an event tied around it. And Bruce was telling me during the break about the kickoff event that takes place at Retzer. Tell us more about that, please.
Yeah, it's the Apple Harvest Festival, the annual Apple Harvest Fest that they have at Retzer Nature Center. They've been a great partner. So we come in, we set up a table, and we talk about the books. We give away books. We'll have a brochure of all the events that are happening for the month of Waukesha Reads, and we've had great success there. And a lot of people are sort of surprised, like, "Hey, I can get a book for free." Yes, you can. Here it is. A nice day.
Yeah, that's great. And then you were about to tell us. Well, let's put a fork in that, or a pin in that, because we were talking about. You're mentioning some of the great partners you have, but I wanted to mention, we were talking about how busy your May calendar is, and I imagine it's busy throughout the year, but in May, I also noticed, too, that there is, I think it's next Thursday, the same day as the Kids' Choice Committee meeting, where there is, at 7 p.m., a Memorial Day book discussion, and the book listed is Archangel, The American War with Russia. Tell us about that.
Well, I haven't read the book. The librarian's putting the book discussion on. Nice. We've had a lot of... You know, we love doing book clubs and having book discussions.
Sure.
And we have, I know a librarian, I'm sure I know who's doing this one. It's our librarian, Chris.
Chris.
Does this as he's big into these topics and knows
sure.
a lot and has a great depth of knowledge. So you can come get the book and join the discussion. And even if you haven't read the book,
right.
It's an interesting topic. So definitely something to consider.
Sure. Neat. That sounds, yeah, because that sounds, especially in light of what's going on in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
That could be a very a good event. And then I saw, too, you've got a summer book tasting. That sounds neat.
Yeah. So librarians have picked a number of books, and they are just kind of, in the industry, we call it book talks. So they'll do short book talks on a number of different ones that might sound interesting for you to read as your summer books. So, they'll show the books, they'll talk about it a little bit, and, it's an important role for us to sort of remind people, hey, there's some great books out there you may not know about. So come on over and we can help you.
Fantastic.
And we're always willing to give advice on what you read.
Okay. So tasting, you're being figurative, but there is some, like, I thought I saw a culinary program with Chef Pam.
Yeah. So as part of our renovation, we have a demonstration kitchen now in the library, and Chef Pam graciously offered to be our kickoff demonstrator. And she did bruschetta twice, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Neat. We had about 60, 65 people at each one.
Nice turnout.
It's really a nice, the kitchen came out great, and we have even the cameras that shoot down on what she's doing. So it's kind of like Julia Child, you're watching, and you can see it on the video too. But she was really great, and we'll have more of those. We have some more adult cooking programs coming in this summer. So we're
fabulous.
Really excited about that.
Okay. Yeah, because we were talking about the renovations. I would say jokingly, was there room in the budget to do a statue for J.K. Rowling's? Those Harry Potter books made libraries cool again.
Yeah,
and I saw different libraries where when I lived in Chicago and not here, where they were like Harry Potter nights. And then suddenly, like, some of the libraries, I don't know if you could do that here, but would have sleepovers, kids' birthday parties, and that. Is that something available?
We haven't done that. Okay. No. What's interesting about the Harry Potter, if you've been in our second floor children's room, you know one of our sort of our decorative themes in there is we had the first lines of famous kids' books that are all over in there.
I love that.
And we were, at least the story was told to me, that we were the first library to get permission to use the first line from the first Harry Potter book. So we have that there, you know, prominently displayed.
What is that line?
Oh, it's the Privet Drive, Dursleys. I don't remember exactly.
Sure. I bet you Connor would know. Are you a Harry Potter fan, Connor? Or no, Jason might know. Anyway, yeah, that's neat. And then there's, I saw a Memory Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Memory Cafes are, that's a new program we started, last summer. Or I'm calling it new, but it's been a year.
Sure.
Memory Cafes are programs that we have that are designed for people who are suffering from early onset of dementia and their caregivers. And so we have, it's a monthly event, and the people come in with the caregivers. And so it was a couple months ago, it was John Shanknecht doing pictures of old Waukesha and talking about how it used to be. So it kind of things. We had farm animals come in the last time. So we actually had chickens in the library. Yeah. They're really nice, really well received.
Sounds great. Yeah. Hey, and then before the break, you just gave me a great idea to announce that there's some local news, and there was recently the city gave congratulations to the recipients of the Landmark Commissions Award at the last city council meeting as part of Historic Preservation Month. These recipients have all contributed to historic preservation of our rich architectural history. And real quick, there was Bob Lawrence got the John Shonecht Award. Lorraine McKenzie Ritt, accepted by her children, also received the John Shonecht Award. Amber and Joe Archimede restored Gustav Gurk House at 127 Randall and received the George Gunn Award for that. And Angelo Robb restored the F.C. Elliott House at 501 Dunbar and Avenue, and she also received the George Gunn Award. And then finally, Carroll University restored the Sam Thompson Building at 304 East Avenue, a certificate of a merit. So history is living right here in Waukesha, and I'm glad I got a chance to acknowledge those people. And we're going to talk more history as well as more exciting current events at our libraries with Bruce Gay. Stick around, lots to talk about our wonderful libraries. This Week in Waukesha continues. Enjoy some more Beach Boys.
Life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be.